To Lord rest for our mutual encouragement.
今天下午我要以进入我们下午的聚会，我要用活泼生命之道第四节来讲进入安息日。
The fourth commandment. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 20.
来翻开出埃及记二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记二十章。
Verse 8.
第八节。
Exodus chapter 20, verse 8.
出埃及记二十章第八节。
Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Verse 9.
第九节。
6 days you shall labor and do all your work. Verse 10.
第十节。
But the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord your God. In it you shall do no work. You, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is within your gates. Verse 11.
第十一节。
For in 6 days,The Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that's in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore, the Lord blessed the seventh day and hallowed it. This is the fourth commandment that we do every Sabbath.
这第四个诫命就是我们每个星期六做的。
A lot of people misunderstood God's intention of Sabbath day.
有些人误会了神他的原意。
For the Jews, they keep literally the meaning don't do any work. That means don't do any work.
对于犹太人而言，他们只遵守了他的意字面上的意义就是什么都不要做。
And so what happened is when Jesus Christ came to this world, he had conflict with the leaders at that time.
所以当主耶稣来到这个世界上的时候，他和当时的一些领导者有一些争执。
Well, these religious leaders initially have good intention because their kingdom was destroyed. And one of the major reasons is because they did not keep the Sabbath.
而这些这些领导者他们其实真实是因为他们的国家灭亡是因为他们没有守安息日。
So they have good intention.
他们的原意是好的。
But the thing is, they do not know what they are keeping.
但是他们不知道他们遵守的是什么。
So,When Jesus Christ was on earth, Jesus Christ had many conflicts with them about how to keep the Sabbath.
所以当主耶稣在世上的时候，他和他们就对于守安息日的方法有一些争执。
So in one incident, Jesus Christ proclaimed himself to be the Lord of Sabbath.
而在一场一个事件中，主耶稣称他自己为安息日的主。
And this is recorded 3 times.
而这记载了三次。
But each time when it recorded, the contextThe meaning of the Lord's Sabbath is different.
这三次所记载的，他所说的，主是安息日的主是不一样的。
So let us examine what does it mean, Lord's Sabbath.
所以我们现在一起来研究，主是安息日的主是什么意思
？And how should we keep the Sabbath so that we can enter into the Lord's Sabbath, the Lord's rest?
而我们要如何遵守这个安息日，让我们能够一同进入安息呢
？Let's look at Mark chapter 2.
来翻开马可书第二章
，verse 23 to 28。
马可福音第二章第二十二节到二十八节。
Mark chapter 2, verse 23 to 28。
马可福音第二章二十三节到二十八节。
Now it happened that he went through the grain fields on the Sabbath, and as they went, his disciples began to pluck the heads of the grain. Verse 24.And the Pharisees say to him, Look, why do they do what is not lawful on the Sabbath? Verse 25.
二十五节。
But he said to them, Have you never read what David did when he was in need and hungry, he and those with him? Verse 26.
二十六节。
How he went into the house of God in the days of Abiathar the high priest and ate the show bread, which is not lawful to eat except for the priest, and also gave some to those who were with him.Verse 27. And he said to them, The Sabbath was made for men, and not men for the Sabbath. Verse 28. Therefore, the Son of Man is also the Lord of Sabbath. Here in this incident, Jesus' disciple was plucking the grain to eat.
在这个时候呢，主耶稣的门徒他们掐了一些麦穗在吃。
And to the Jews, that is considered work because you're harvesting.
对当时犹太人而言，就是在做工，因为你在收成。
But Jesus did not consider that sinning against the fourth commandment.
但主耶稣并不认为这是犯了第四诫。
So Jesus used David's example to illustrate.
所以主耶稣用了大卫的例子来教导他们。
And then verse 28 Jesus said Son of man is also the Lord of Sabbath.
所以在第二十八节这里说，所以人子也是安息日的主。
This Lord of Sabbath is based on the context of verse 27.
而这安息日的主是按着二十七节所说的。
Sabbath was made for men and not meant for the Sabbath.
安息日是为人设立的，人不是为安息日
设立的。 What does it mean?
这什么意思呢？
Well, in this sentence,It's actually illustrated between master and slave relationship.
这里代表的是主人跟仆人的关系。
Bible tells us Sabbath was made for men.
圣经告诉我们安息日是为人设立的。
So Sabbath is a slave, and we are the master.
所以安息日它是仆人，而我们是主人。
But then at that time, at Jesus' time, people are keeping Sabbath with the attitude that.Sabbath is the master, and the people are the slaves.
而当时的人，他们所遵守安息日的心态是，他们把安息日当成主人，他们是去遵守他。
So Jesus telling them, the Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath. I'm not the slave. I'm not the slave to Sabbath. I'm the master, the Lord of Sabbath.
所以主耶稣告诉他们说，人子是安息日的主，就是我是主人。
So today, are we keeping?The same way with same mentality and same spirit as these Jews at Jesus' time.
所以今天我们是否也是跟当时犹太人一样的观念呢？
How we keep the Sabbath is actually we are slaves and the Sabbath is the master.
我们在遵守安息日的时候，我们是把自己称为去遵守安息日。
In true church, right, we always hear testimonies. Some people did not come to service, right, on the Sabbath day, and they were disciplined by God.
在真书教会我听了很多见证，很多人没有遵守安息日，他们后来就被神处罚。
And so a lot of people thinking if I don't keep Sabbath, God's going to punish me.
所以很多人心里觉得说，如果我没有守安息日，我会被神处罚。
That's how I was brought up.
我就是这样子长大，
这样被教育的。 And so to the Jews too, you disobey Sabbath, God's going to punish you.
所以对犹太人来说，他们也认为他们没有守安息日，神会处罚他们。
And so they keep the Sabbath literally, the meaning, just we have the mentality, come to church is keeping the Sabbath.
所以他们是按照字面上的意思去遵守安息日，他们就是为了去遵守而遵守。
For example, actually, when we say, oh, we tell our kids, how do you keep Sabbath? Come to service, right?
比如说我们跟我们的小孩说你要守安息日就是来聚会。
And it has a basis.
是这样吗？但是它其实是
What we say has Bible basis.
我们是遵着圣经所说的而说。
Let's turn to Leviticus chapter 23.
来翻开利未记23章。
Leviticus chapter 23.
利未记23章。
You may not know it, but it has Bible basis. Some people say that, and it's based on this.
有些人这么说是因为这个章节。
Leviticus chapter 23 verse 3.
利未记23章第三节。
Six days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no work on it. It is the Sabbath of the Lord in all your dwelling. So here it tells us, on a Sabbath day, we're supposed to what? To have a holy convocation, mean a service.
所以这里跟我们说我们在安息日的时候我们要必须能够一起聚会。
But I think people just follow the literal meaning. Oh, I come, as long as I come to service, I keep in the Sabbath.
所以有人会以为说我只要来聚会我就是在守安息日。
No, we are not.
但并不是这样。
Okay. If we follow the letter, we did not enter into the spirit.
如果我们这样子做的话我们就不能进入神的灵。
We need to rely on these rules, okay? And use this rule to enter into the Lord's rest, not just keeping literally.
我们必须要遵守这些规定来进入神的安息，不是只是遵照表面上的旨意。
我们要利用。
我们要利用。
Yeah, 神的规矩 ，Yeah, 神这个安息的规矩，进入到主的安息。We have to use the rule. We don't just keep the rule.
我们要利用这些规矩，而不是只是去遵守这些规矩。
Let me give you an illustration.
我给你们举一个例子。
We always say, we should be the master of money, right? Don't be the slave of money.
我们常常说，我们不要被金钱控制，我们要控制金钱。
我们要做金钱的主人。
做金钱的主人。
So what does it mean slave of money?
什么是金钱的奴隶呢？
I earn money because I want money. Money is my goal.
我赚钱是我的目的就是为了要赚钱。
Everything I, whatever decision I make, money is the most important decision. Most important factor.
不管我做什么决定，我都是因为着我要赚钱而去做。
Some people make some decisions, and it costs too much, right? Money is always their biggest factor for not spending the money.
很多人做很多决定，而他们因为这个因素，因为钱这个因素，他们就不会去花这些钱。
So sometimes people, right, feel so painful to spend money because it's as if they were like eating their flesh, skinning their skin.
而有些人他们所以这样他们就不花钱，因为好像是从他们身上割肉一样。
And so that kind of mentality, that kind of value of money, right, is a slave of money.
而这样的想法，他就成为金钱的奴隶。
What is master of money?
什么是金钱的主人呢？
I use money to help me achieve.To help me to do something more important, more meaningful.
而是用金钱来让我做一些更有意义的事。
So money is a tool. Money is not my master.
所以金钱是一个工具，而它不是我的主人。
I use it. I don't just bound it by money.
我是使用它，而不是被它给利用。
Same thing, same principle.
一样的意思。
When we read these commandments or statutes,
当我们读这些诫命的时候。
If we keep it literally, it will not give us rest.
如果我们只是遵守他所写的，我们没有办法得到安息。
We have to use them to enter into rest.
而我们是要去利用它才能够进入安息。
So we have mentioned some people's mentality, right? We've always been taught, we come to service, we keep in Sabbath.
所以我们常常被教导的说，我们来聚会就是守安息日。
We are following the letter, we're not following the spirit.
所以我们只是遵守那些字。
Because we found out that people come to service, but their heart is not in the service.
所以有些人来聚会，他心并不在这里。
The heart is in the world. Oh, I have business transaction. I don't know if we'll go through.
他心里还挂念着他所有一件交易有没有办法成功。
Some of our kids, you know, they want to go back home to play games.
有些小孩想要赶快回家，可以玩游戏。
Sometimes you can just ask the kids after service, "Hey, what are you going to do after service? What are you going to do at home?"
有时候你问教会的小孩说：“你回家之后要做什么
？”Play games.
我要玩游戏。
So coming to service, their heart is not in here.
所以当他们来到教会的时候，他们聚会的时候心不在这里。
So did they enter into the Lord's rest?
所以他们有进入主的安息吗
？No.
没有。
So we have to change.You know, put away our own mentality. Coming to service, if our heart is not in here, we haven't entered into the Lord's rest.
所以我们必须要知道说，当我们来到这里聚会的时候，如果我们心不在此的话，我们就没有安息。
How can we come to service and enter into the Lord's rest?
我们要怎么样来聚会，但又能进入神的安息呢？
Pay attention to listen to sermons.
所以我们来聚会的时候要很注意讲道。
And so when we listen, you know, we enjoy the word of God. You know.With humility, we listen, we benefit, and we feel like, oh, today I eat a special feast abundantly. I feel good. I feel rested.
所以我们在听到的时候，我们要虚心领受。在我们听完之后，我们会觉得我们好像吃了一场丰盛的宴席。
And when we pray, I feel like I really talk to God. I feel God is so close to me, and I feel with Holy Spirit.
而我们祷告的时候，我们觉得跟神很亲近，而我们也充满着圣灵。
And that is enter into Lord's rest.
这才是真正进入神的安
息。But if we come to church and the sermon is, I don't know what he's talking about because I'm not paying attention. And then prayer, I feel God far away from me. We not enter into Lord's rest.
所以当我们来聚会的时候，我们没有注意说讲道者今天讲的内容，而祷告的时候也跟神距离很遥远，这就是没有进入神的安息。
And so when we sing him, we sing with our heart, we feel we enter into the Lord's rest because we're so joyful.
当我们唱诗的时候，我们唱诗是。何等的喜乐，这就是进入了主的安息。
When we fellowship with brothers and sisters in the meal time, it will feel joyful. That's enter into Lord's rest.
当我们跟兄弟姐妹团契的时候，我们也非常的愉快，我们也是进入主的安息。
So we need to use coming to the service, not just come to service. We need to use coming to the service, right? and praying, reading Bible, listen to sermon, fellowship, enter into Lord's rest.
所以我们必须利用我们来聚会的时候唱诗祷告团契这些机会来进入神主的安息。
Let's also look at another Bible verse teaching us how to enter into Lord's rest.
我们再来看圣经记载的另外一个例子来教导我们如何进入主的安息。
Exodus chapter 35 verse 3.
出埃及记35章第三节。
Exodus chapter 35 verse 3.
出埃及记35章第三节。
Verse 3.
第三节。
You shall kindle no fire throughout your dwelling on the Sabbath day. 请念一次。
第三节，当安息日，不可在你们一切的住处生火。
There are some people like Jews, right? Today, they keep this rule, literally.
而在今天还有一些犹太人，他们还是遵守的这句话。
They don't cook, they don't start the car, they don't press the button in the elevator.
他们不煮饭，他们也不开车，然后他们坐电梯也不按也不能按钮。
And one time they don't even open refrigerator door. If you turn on the refrigerator door and the light on, then that's kindle the fire.
那他们也不开冰箱的门，因为你一开冰箱，灯就会亮，就是生火。
Really, it's like that.
就像这样子。
One true seeker told me.
有一个慕道者这样跟我说。
One time he passes apartment and one elderly person say, "Hey, you come in."
有一次他从他住处过去的时候，有一个老人跟他说，你过来。
So he went in. So what do you want?
他进去说，你要我做什么？
Please open the refrigerator door.
他说，请你帮我把冰箱的门打开。
And he did it.
所以他就帮他打开。
And so please turn off the light bulb.
他说，那个人说，你可以把那个灯泡拿掉。
And he did it.
他也帮他拿掉。
And so you can go out now.
他说，你现在可以出去了。
It's funny. It's like, what's the big deal about opening the refrigerator door?
这很有趣，因为为什么他不能够开冰箱的门呢？
But today, we think this is not applicable to us.
而我们今日我们以为这跟我们也没有相关。
We don't keep the letter, we keep the spirit.
我们是遵守的他属灵的意思。
不是照字面的意思。
不是照字面的意思。
What's a fire? What do you mean kindle fire? What's a fire represent?
这边指着的火，生火的火是什么？
In the Bible, usually God would say,When God's very angry, say, don't make me angry, or else my fire kindle up, right? Then I'll be very angry, it's not quenchable.
在圣经常，神常说，你们不要让我发怒，这样我的火就会燃烧，就没办法熄灭。
So the fire represents anger.
所以这个火代表的是愤怒。
Let's look at James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
我们来翻开雅各书第三
章。Chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
雅各书第三章第五节到第六节。
James chapter 3, verse 5 and 6.
雅各书第三章第五节第六节。
Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasts great things. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. Verse 6.
第六节。
And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature and is set on fire by hell.Here tell us our tongue is the fire.
这里告诉我们，我们的舌头是火。
It's not saying that we cannot speak any words on Sabbath.
并不是指着说我们在安息日不能说话。
But we cannot speak angry words, bad words.
而是指着我们不能说愤怒的话，一些不好的话，一些不好的话。
Words of jealousy.
或是嫉妒的话。
No, when we speak words of hatred, do we have peace in our heart? Do we have rest?
我们如果说话的时候带着恨意的时候，我们心中有平安吗
？No，
没有。
And we can also cause other people having no rest.
而我们使其他人也不能得到安息。
So it's very important, you know, on the Sabbath day, we do not kindle fire. We don't follow literally. We need to control our anger. Just as Christ had mercy upon us, we have mercy upon others.
所以我们在守安息日的时候，我们也要不能够带着愤怒，就像是主耶稣他对我们有怜悯，我们也要对其他人有怜悯。
Let's look at another statues of Sabbath.
我们来再看另外一个例子。
Let's look at Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15.
我们来看尼希米。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15.
尼希米书十五章。
十三章十五节。
十三章十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 13, verse 15.
尼希米书十三章十五节。
Verse 15. In those days, I saw people in Judah trading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves and loading donkey with wine, grapes, figs, and all kinds of burden, which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provisions. A lot of Jews, also a lot of people, use this passage to say that we should not do any work on the Sabbath.
很多人，包括犹太人，他们用这个经节说，我们在安息日不能做任何的事。
Even to the point that I cannot lift up certain heavy stuff.
甚至于他们不能够搬重的东西。
But concerning lifting heavy stuff, this is not what Jesus meant.
但是，不能搬重东西，这不是主耶稣吩咐的。
Jesus said, you know, if your sheep fell into the pit, would you not lift it up?
主耶稣说，如果你的羊掉到坑里，你不把它拉起来吗？
The sheep is heavy too, but you still lift it up.
羊很也是蛮重的，但是你把它，你会把它拉起来。
But that's not considered work.
但那不是工吗
？So, on verse 15.
所以在十五节。
What they did wrong is they did not strive to enter into the Lord's rest.
在这里，他们做错的是，他们并没有努力要进入主的安息。
Today, for them, they bring stuff into Jerusalem.
所以那时他们要把一些货物运进去耶路撒冷。
Jerusalem can represent our church.
耶路撒冷就是我们的教会。
Jerusalem also can represent our hearts.
它也代表着我们的心。
Because that's where the kingdom of God is.
因为那是主的殿。
Kingdom,
主的国，神的国。
So, if today we come to church, we bring worldly business, newspaper, certain things, you know, just worldly stuff, coming to the church. Can we enter into Lord's rest?
如果我们今天到教会来，我们还带了一些报纸、一些世俗的东西来教会，我们能够进入主的安息吗？
Like I mentioned before, if we come here, but we still our heart somewhere else in our business, we haven't entered into Lord's rest yet.
就如我之前所提到的，我们来到这里，但是我们心还处于一些世俗的一些事情。
We still carry that burden, you know, to Jerusalem.
我们还是把那些重担带进来耶路撒冷。
And also, if we have hatred against somebody.
如果我们心中有对别人有恨意的话。
That's a burden too.
那也是一个重担。
Some people come to church.
有些人来教会。
They see certain person.
他看到一些人。
And reminded, yeah, you offended me last time and say something hurts me.
他想起了上次那个人说过的话伤害了他。
And then see that person, the person just feel angry, feel, you know, burdened.
而他看到那个人之后，他就开始生气，而他心中有了重担。
And then we don't try to give it to the Lord. Let God hand it to God to judge and take care of it.
而他没有把它放交托给神，让神去能够处理这件事。
And so every time they come to Sabbath, they're not happy because they never receive rest.
所以当他来守安息日的时候，他不高兴，所以他没办法进入安息。
And after a while, they feel like, what's the point of coming to church? You know, I come to church, I'm not happy. I might as well stay home, and so I don't see that person.
所以过了一段时间之后，他觉得说我每次来教会都不能不开心，所以干脆不要去教会。
So if we cannot forgive people, just Christ forgive us, really, we do not have rest because we're still carrying these burdens upon ourselves.
所以我们如果不能够原谅，就像耶稣原谅我们一样的原谅他人的话，那我们就是带着重担，我们没办法得到安息。
Let's go on to verse 16 to 18.
来继续读第16节到18节。
At that time, there were some unbelievers, Gentiles. They bring stuff and to sell it in the Jerusalem.
在当时有一些外邦人，他们也带一些货物要到耶路撒冷来卖。
So, Nehemiah rebuked the leader because the leader had control over who go through the gate.
所以尼希米他就斥责那些贵胄说，因为他们有这些权力能够允许。
Tell them these things cannot come to church. Don't let people come to church to sell stuff, any stuff.
所以他跟他们说，我们不能让那些人来教会来教会卖东西。
So to keep it simple, to keep so people can focus on entering into the rest, not doing business, shopping, things like that. Like that.
我们要简单来做，不是让大家把它弄得很复杂，在这里买卖一些东西。
Okay. So from these verses, we learn we need to use these verses to enter into the Lord's rest. Don't just keep it literally.
所以我们看了这些经节，我们知道说我们 不能只看它表面的意义，字义上来，我们应该是要能够利用它来够进入主的安息。
If we use them to enter into the Lord's rest and we feel peace, we feel satisfied, we feel close to God, then we have entered into the Lord's rest and we are the master of Sabbath, just like Son of Man is the Lord of Sabbath.
如果我们能够利用这些经节，让我们能够能够进入主的安息，我们就能够像主耶稣所说的是安息日的主。
But if not, we just follow literal meaning. We don't know what we're doing, just keeping it and never receive rest. Then we are a slave of the Sabbath.
如果我们只是按照他字面上的话来遵守的话，而我们就是安息日的奴隶，而不是安息日的主。
Okay. So let's look at a second record of the same incidents.
所以我们来看第二次在圣经记载的。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 12.
来翻开马太福音十二章。
Verse 1 to 8.
第一节到第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to 8.
十二章第一节到第八节。
Chapter 12, verse 1 to 5, pretty much is the same like what we just read before.
第十二章第一节到第五节，所记载跟我们之前读的一样。
But from verse 6 to 8 is different.
但是从第六节到第八节，有不同。
Yet I say to you that in this place,There is one greater than the temple, verse 7.
第七节。
But if you had known what this means, I desire mercy and not sacrifice, you would not have condemned the guiltless, verse 8.
第八节。
For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. Here did not mention that Sabbath was made for men, not men for Sabbath.
在这里并没有记载说安息日是为人设立，而不是人为安息日设立。
But,Verse 6 says that somebody is greater than the temple in this place.
但第六节这边记载的说，这里有一个人比殿更大。
Of course, it's God.
当然那是神。
And Jesus said he is God, he's greater than the temple.
主耶稣说他就是神，他比殿更大。
And verse 7, he quoted, God once said, I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
第七节，这边他说神曾经说我喜爱连续不喜爱祭事。
Obviously, these people do not understand what it means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
所以那时候的人他并不了解这句话的意思。
And so they had condemned the guiltless.
所以他把无罪的当有罪。
Okay. And then verse 8, Jesus says, Son of Man is Lord of Sabbath.
所以第八节说人子是安息日的主。
So from the context, the Lord of Sabbath,refer to God who created the Sabbath.
所以这里说安息日的主就是代表着神他创造了安息日。
We know Lord Sabbath, right? Lord of Sabbath means the one that who created Sabbath. Because from the context, Jesus is talking about God and mercy.
所以安息日的主就是神创造安息日。
Why God created Sabbath?
为什么神创造安息日？
Does he need rest?
他需要休息吗？
No.
不需要。
Jesus said the Father and him has been working non-stop from creation until now.
主耶稣曾说在他心里的父从创造万物到现在都没有休息过。
Okay. God's all powerful. He does not need rest.
神是万能的，他不需要休息。
God created Sabbath is for men to rest.
神创造的安息日是让人能够得到安息。
Because God understands men are made of flesh.Men need to have rest.
因为神知道人是带着肉体的，所以需要能够安息。
God also knows that men need to have time, need to have a day, a time with God, so that he can feel refreshed.
神也知道说人必须要有一天的时间，让他能够和神同一起相处，这样他才能够。
So Sabbath is all about mercy.
所以安息日就是关于怜悯。
So if we do not know mercy, then we have not really.Enter into the Lord's rest.
所以我们如果不懂得怜悯的话，我们就没办法进入安息。
So God wants us to have mercy upon others, just as He has mercy upon us.
所以神要我们对他其他人能够怜悯，就像他对我们能施行怜悯一样。
Let's look at one incident.
来看一个例子。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13.
来翻开路加福音十三章。
Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17.
路加福音十三章第十节到十七节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 10 to 17.
路加福音十三章第十节到十七节。
Luke chapter 13, verse 10.
路加福音十三章第十节。
Now he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, verse 11.
十一节。
And behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. Verse 12.
十二节。
But when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said to her, Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity. Verse 13.
13节
and he said, and he laid his hand on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Verse 14.
14节
But the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And he said to the crowd, There are 6 days on which men ought to work. Therefore, come and be healed on them, and not on the Sabbath day. Verse 15.
15节
The Lord then answered him and said, Hypocrite.Does not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or donkey from the stall and lead away to water it? Verse 16.
16.
So ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, think of it, for 18 years, be loosed from this bond of the Sabbath? Verse 17.
17.
And when he said these things, all his adversaries were put to shame, and all the multitude rejoiced for all.The glorious things that were done by him. Here, record that Jesus healed a hunchback woman on the Sabbath day.
在这里记载着，主耶稣在安息日治了驼背的妇人。
And this woman, being you know, cannot bend straighten up herself up for 18 years.
这个妇人她在十八年来她的。腰弯的一点都直不起来。
We can probably assume that this woman go to that synagogue. It's not the first time. It must have many times.
我们可以想象这个妇人，她这不是第一次到会堂，她去了很多次。
So the ruler of the synagogue must have known her.
所以在那里管会堂的人一定认识她。
And Jesus healed her. And then this ruler of synagogue is very upset because Jesus violated the fourth commandment according to his own perspective.
所以当主耶稣医治了妇人之后，管会堂的人非常的不开心。他，因为他觉得主耶稣犯了第四戒。
He was, you know, Jesus very famous, so he did not to criticize Jesus in the public.
在当时，主耶稣他很有名，所以他不敢在众人面前去骂主耶稣。
So he criticized the people who come to Jesus.
所以他对那些其他的人非常愤怒的说。
But it's kind of rebuke the people, but teach Jesus.
所以他是在去教训那些众人，但是是在教训主耶稣。
Tell these people why you come on the Sabbath day. Come all the times and be healed, because Bible said, okay, the Sabbath day, right? You should not do any work.
他跟那个病人说，为什么你今天来呢？你应该其他天来，因为。圣经有讲说，其他天才可以医治。
This person also has Bible basis.
这个人他也懂得圣经。
This Bible basis is literal meaning.
而他所懂的只是字面上的字。
But he does not know the mercy of God.
他不懂得神的怜悯。
To him, the rule is very rigid.
在他来而言，这个规定是非常严格的。
But how do you teach this person?
但你要怎么教导这个人呢
？Jesus.Use example things that he did to teach him.
主耶稣用了一些例子来教导他。
Jesus said to him, "You know, do you not lose your donkey and ox, and then bring him out to, you know, give him water?"
主耶稣说
give this animal waters to drink.
主耶稣说，难道你们每个人在安息日不会解开槽上的牛驴牵去饮吗
？So Jesus called him hypocrite.
所以主耶稣称他为假冒为善的
人。Why hypocrite?
为什么假冒为善
？Because this synagogue ruler treated that woman, his own sister in the Lord, okay, worse than a donkey or an ox.
因为这个管会堂的人，他对 他自己的教会的姐妹，他对待他的态度不如他自己的牛驴。
And he's a single ruler, and he's a brother.
而他是一个管会堂的人，也是那个人的兄弟。
So that's why Jesus calls a hypocrite, because really, you know, talk about love, but then he treated people worse than not even his own dog or his own donkey.
所以主耶稣称他为假冒为善的人，因为他对他教会的姐妹居然还不如他自己家里的牲畜。
So we can see this ruler synagogue is very, very strict to people.
所以我们可以知道这个管会堂的他对他对教会的人非常的严格。
But then to himself, he's very lenient.
但他对自己却没有，却是比较没那么严格。
And so we can learn from here that if we are very, very strict to people.
所以从这里我们可以学到说，如果我们对其他人很严格。
We have no rest.
我们没有办法。
We actually are slave of Sabbath. We do not know what Sabbath is all about.
我们就做了安息日的奴隶，我们不知道安息日的意义。
But if and people, other people cannot have rest too, because we prohibit people to do good. We prohibit ourselves to show mercy to people.
而其他人也不能得到安息，因为我们禁止其他的人能够对其他人好。
Okay. Let's mention a couple examples in life.
我们来做几个我们生活中的一个例子。
You know, sometimes in church, right, there will be always some people forgot to do the cleaning job or forgot to do certain things.
我们知道在教会里有些人会忘记去做他被排到的一些工作。
And so sometimes the parents or some brother or sister had to do it for them.
所以有时候他的父母或是身边的弟兄姐妹会帮他做。
But as we do it for them, we curse them or we mock them. My son is so unfilial, unresponsible, you know, lousy, whatever, I don't know. So as they work, they keep mocking.
所以当他们在帮他做这些事的时候，他们很生气，他们会骂他，会说这么懒惰的人，或讲一些其他的话来责骂那个人。
Let's think about it. You know, when we do it,And we're so angry, you know. Do we have rest?
我们去思考说，当我们在替那个人做的时候，我们是如此的愤怒我们有得到安息吗
？If our children, our brothers are here, that we do it for them, and then we curse them, can they have rest too?
当那个弟兄姐妹他知道我们替他做这些圣工的时候，他知道我们有诅咒他的时候，他能够得到安息
？Or speak bad about him.Speak about children of brothers. Oh, that person is unresponsible. You know, can that person have rest?
如果我们还责骂他说那个人一点都不负责任，那个人可以得到安息吗
？No, cannot.
他不能够得到安
息。So if we want to do it, just do it mercifully, just because he's not worthy, right? So by merciful, right? I do it happily.
但是所以我们做的时候，我们必须要带着怜悯，我们要高兴的去做。
And once it's done, thank God, I have a time. You know, God gave me this opportunity to show mercy.
所以我们做完这件事，做完了那些事之后，我们会感谢神给我们这个机会能够做。
So we need to show mercy to people.
所以我们对待他人要能够能够有怜悯。
Also, let's give another example.
还有另外一个例子。
I don't think people like to be nagged.
有些人不喜欢被
唠叨。
唠叨。
We know that sometimes some people keep repeating and nag on us, right? We feel so burdened.
如果有人一直对我们很唠叨，我们会觉得，很有压力。
So, you know, we know that's a burden. So let's not nag on people.
所以我们都知道，这会是一个压力，所以我们不要对别人唠叨。
Say once or twice, that's it.
我们讲一次两次就够了。
They don't want to do it, let it be.
如果他们不愿意去做，就这样。
They just suffered.
就他们自己受苦。
Because even say 100 times doesn't mean they will do it too.
因为你一直说，他们也不一定会去做。
Right.And also, when we come to church, let's come with joyful heart.
还有就是来教会的时候，我们要带着喜乐的心。
Sometimes some people see certain people coming, and there was like sad face, angry face.
有些人看到其他人进来的时候脸是带着是愤怒的脸。
They say, "Oh, I think something will happen today. We're all in trouble."
所以他心里看到的人会想说，哦，我们可能发生一些事情了，糟糕了。
No peace.
这样没有平安。
But if we come with a joyful heart, and people see us, hey, you know, they see us happy, and we bring, you know, joy and peace to them too, and they feel rest.
所以我们带着喜乐的心来教会聚会的时候，其他人看到我们开心的脸，他们也可以能够得到喜乐，也能够进入安息。
So please don't bring a poker face to church.
所以我们来的时候不是一张扑克牌的脸。
Also another thing, when we come to church, sometimes in some family, right? Before we come to church, there's always argument, fighting.
还有就是来聚会的时候有些家庭他们来之前他们就是在吵架。
For example, you know, in a family, there are some people are stronger in faith, and some people are weaker in faith.
有些家庭里面的家人，有些人的信心比较好，有些人信心比较软弱。
And the people who are stronger in faith, they want to come early and pray and come on time.
信心好的人想要早点来教会聚会祷告。
But the people who are weaker in faith, you know, not important, you know, try to be late, and they kind of, you know, walk around, taking time.Killing time and then and go to church. And but the people who are stronger in faith, right, start yelling.
所以信心软弱的人，他们觉得很无所谓，慢慢来，就一直拖，一直拖。所以信心好的人就开始生气，开始骂他。
So every time they come to church, right, they're scolding, "Why are you so late? You know, how come make me look bad?" And you know, fighting, arguing in the car.
所以当他们来教会的时候还在吵架，有时候会看到说他会说你这么慢，害我迟到了。
And once I come to church, right, of course you cannot argue, right? But in the heart, right, upset because I haven't finished my anger yet.
所以当他来了教会还是很生气，虽然进来聚会，心里还是非常的不平安。
Have mercy on them, on those people.
我们应该对那些人能够怜悯他们。
Don't yell at them.
不要对他们大声。
Because yelling first make us not peaceful, right? And make other people not peaceful.
因为我们大声的责骂他的时候，我们自己没有得到平安，那个人也不会得到平安。
And also the person, you know, the more we yell at them or criticize them, they only gonna feel I hate Sabbath. It's not Sabbath at all. No rest.
所以当我们去责怪去骂那个人的时候，那个人反而会觉得说我很讨厌安息日，他在安息日这里都没办法得到安息。
Really? So some of our kids, because parents always scold them, they feel like.The Sabbath is so terrible. I prefer Monday to Friday, where I can go to school and don't hear any more nagging.
所以父母如果一直对小孩唠叨的话，小孩会想说，我比较喜欢星期一到星期五，这样我就都能够不会有唠叨。
But you might say, so, preacher, do you mean that if they come late, we just all late?
所以有人会问说，传道，你这样说是他们迟到没有关系吗
？No.
不是,
but there are certain things that we can do.
但是我们有可以做其他的事。
Usually, people cannot get up in the morning is because they sleep too late.
有些人隔一天不能很早起，是因为前一天晚上很晚才睡。
So, we need to tell our kids not Saturday morning, but Friday evening, right? Don't play game, watch TV, surf on internet, you know, until 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning.
所以当父母的在星期五晚上的时候就要跟小孩说不要一直上网看电视玩游戏到了一两点才睡。
And so they had enough time to sleep, even sleep 10 hours from 11 to what, 9 o'clock?
所以他们会有
11 to 9 o'clock, yeah,
所以他们会有足够时间可以睡11个小时如果11点睡9点起来。
I suppose our service start what, 10 o'clock? 10:30? 11?
11? 因为我们聚会也大概十点半到十一点才开始。
More than enough to get up, brush teeth, eat breakfast, and go.
这样他们有足够时间可以刷牙、洗脸、吃早餐。
But sometimes, you know, I know some people just got back Friday night with the whole family, and the next day people get up and go to church.
但是我看到很多人他们礼拜晚上回来，然后隔到礼拜六一起来聚会。
And so what happened is, you know.Have mercy on the children, you know, or people who are, they want weaker in faith. Just let them sleep a little more. We who are stronger, cook breakfast for them, prepare for them, and let them sleep a little more, and then so that they, you know, tell them to get up and say, oh, eat in the car.
所以我们信心比较好的人对于软弱人要能够怜悯他们，我们能够做的就替他们煮早餐，然后让他们能够有足够的时间休息，或者说让他们在车上吃早餐。
And if we show mercy on this day, I tell you, the children will love Sabbath day.
如果我们在这一天能够 很怜悯的话，那我们的小孩会很喜欢安息日。
Because they know my parents never get angry on this day.
因为他们知道说在安息日我的父母不会生气。
Will not nag on me or scold me.
他对我不会唠叨，也不会骂我。
They will be happy to come.
他们来聚会会很开心的。
So this is what Sabbath is all about. Have mercy on people.
所以安息日就是我们也要能够对人有怜悯。
So that's way we can be the Lord of Sabbath, just God is the Lord of Sabbath.
这样一来，我们就可以成为安息日的主，就像主耶稣是安息日的主。
Let's look at third incident.
我们来看第三个例子。
Let's look at Luke. Please turn to Luke chapter 6.
来翻开路加福音第六章。
Luke chapter 6, verse 1 to 5.
路加福音第六章第一节到第五节。
Luke chapter 6, verse 1 to 5.
路加福音第六章第一节到第五节。
Here, basically, verse 1 to 4 is same as other passages.
这边第一节到第四节记载的也是一样。
But then, in this passage, there was no, the Sabbath was made for men, not meant for Sabbath.
这里面也没有提到说安息日是为人设立，而人不是安息日设立。
This passage did not mention about I desire mercy. I desire mercy, not sacrifice.
在这里也没讲到说我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。
But just only verse 5, Jesus just declare the Son of Man is also Lord of Sabbath.
而是只有在第五节这里说到说，主耶稣说人子是安息日的主。
Basically, Jesus is saying that Son of Man is Himself. He is the Lord of Sabbath.
所以这里主耶稣说他自己人子是安息日的主。
Jesus come is to give us rest.
主耶稣来是让我们得到安息。
Okay, let's turn to Matthew chapter 11.
来翻开马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 11, verse 28.
马太福音十一章二十八节。
Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Verse 29.
29节
Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Verse 30.
30节
For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Jesus told people to come to him.
主耶稣告诉人们说你们可以到这边来
Because Jesus will give us rest.
因为我会给你得到安息。
How can we receive rest from the Lord?
我们要怎么样得到安息呢？
Verse 29, Jesus said, "Learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart."
二十九节这边主耶稣说，学我的样式，因为我心里柔和谦卑。
So we have to learn from Jesus' gentleness and lowliness.
所以我们必须要学习主耶稣他的柔和跟谦卑。
Then we will have rest.
这样我们就得到安息。
As a pastor, I observe why people have no rest. It's because of their character.
有些人身为传道，我发现有些人不能得到安息，是因为他的个性。
Because their character is very strong, not gentle.
因为他个性很强。
I got to have my way.
我一定要按照我方式去做。
If it's not done according to my way,
如果不是这样子去做
，I will fight, I will yell, I'll play politics, I'll play dirty tricks.
如果不是这样 我会生气会骂会用一些方法手段。
I will become very angry.
我会很生气。
But, you know, in that way, we have no rest because our character causes it.
这样的话我们没办法得到安息因为我们的个性。
And Bible also tells us, next one is lowliness.
我们
Lowly in heart.
我们在心里也要谦卑。
Chinese just simply humility. We need humble.
中文是只是说谦卑。
What is humble?
什么是谦卑呢？
We all consider we are humble.
我们自己都认为我们很谦卑。
But if we have any self ambition,
但是我们如果有一些我们自己的抱负
，That is pride.
那是骄傲。
Because we want to.We have a personal agenda. We have something that we want to gain, to show off, or to be benefited.
因为我们想要得到的是我们能够从中受益，或是我们只是要做给人家看。
还是得到荣耀。
得到荣耀。
So people cannot have rest because of this.
如果是这样的话， 这个人不能得到安息。
Just let me use a couple of illustration examples.
我来举一些例子。
If we do certain things because of faith, oh, I'm a pastor, I'm an elder, deacons, board members, or somebody, long-time believer.
我们为了面子 去做一些事情， 有可能是传道， 或是 信主很久的， 或是一些负责人。
And when we do it, you know, it's a burden because I really don't want to do it, but because of my title, I got to do it.
这样子的话， 我们就是 有着重担， 因为我们的职称而去做。
Same thing also, offering.
还有是奉献。
I don't really want to offer.
我不是很想奉献。
But because many people offer, I feel like I got to offer.
但是因为看到其他人在奉献， 我觉得我必须也要奉献。
One time there was a sister in mainland China.
在中国大陆有一位姊妹。
Her husband came to United States and worked in U.S.
她的先生来到美国， 在这边工作。
And in her church, the local church has offering. And whoever offer, right, they will put, offer to a certain amount of money, they will put their name on the on church bulletin.
所以他们 在聚会晚上有奉献， 那奉献的时候， 如果你奉献达到一定的额度， 他们会在公布栏上放上。
So the sister told the husband, say, hey, husband, we want to offer $100,000.
所以这个姐妹跟她先生说， 我们要来奉献10万元。
Husband said, we don't have money, we're still in debt.
她先生跟她说， 我们没有钱， 我们还负债。
Why do you want to do that?
为什么要这么做呢？
Because the name up there, people's offer, and they put people's name up there.
她说，因为有奉献的人到一定额度，他们会把名字放在。
But I feel like if we believe for a long time, we still have that kind of mentality, just want to have faith. I mean, we are very superficial.
但是我觉得我们相信神之后那么久之后还是有这样的心态的话，我们只是为了面子。
Because for the faith, we cannot enter into the Lord's rest.
因为为了面子，我们也不能进入主的安息。
Because even offering is a burden.
因为对他们而言， 奉献是一个重担。
And sometimes even speaking is a burden. If we speak for the faith.
有时候我们为了面子而说所说的话也是一个重担。
I am so and so.
我是谁？
And if I, when I speak, you guys need to do it or listen.
我很重要， 我讲话的时候， 你们都要听， 也要做。
And when people don't listen, of course we're going to feel hurt, right?
所以当别人不去做的时候， 我们会受伤。
And then some people feel hurt, and they want to prove, I want to make sure that you are wrong. You see, you don't listen to me, I will prove you wrong.
所以有些人受伤之后， 他们要证明给那些不去做的人看， 说他们所做的是错的。
And so in secret, right? Whenever something didn't go right, you see, I was right. That person did not listen to me. Yeah.
所以私底下， 当这件这样的事发生之后， 他会在私底下说， 你看， 我说了， 他怎么没这么做， 都是因为没有听我的话。
So after he said it, there's no peace in his heart. He wants to prove it that he's right because of faith.
他为了 保住他的面子， 然后这样做的话， 他没办法得到安息。
And sometimes in church, right, if we have like self-ambition, like competition, I want to show myself better than you.
在教会有些人会觉得有竞争， 他想要觉得， 做得比人家更好。
But that's a burden.
但那也是一个重担。
Because we want to prove that's a, like we want to prove something because of faith.
因为我们为了 面子， 为了要证明一些东西， 这是重担。
So we had talked about three incidents. The Lord declared Son of Man is Lord of Sabbath.
所以我们刚刚查考了三，在 圣经记载三个地方记载的说， 人只是安息日的主。
First, the meaning of the Lord's Sabbath is we need to use these rules, commandments. We use them to enter into the Lord's rest. We don't simply just keep it, keep them.
所以第一点就是我们要利用， 诫命上的规定来进入安息， 而不是只是字面上来 遵守它。
Second, we need to show mercy to people to be a Lord of Sabbath.
第二点就是我们 必须要能够 施行怜悯， 然后这样才能够 是安息日的主。
Third is we need to learn from Lord's humility and gentleness.
第三点就是我们要学习主耶稣他的柔和和谦卑。
So we can really enter into the Lord's rest on the Sabbath day.
所以我们才能够真正在安息日进入主的安息。
And if we cannot even enter into Lord's rest, how is it possible that we will enter the heavenly rest, the eternal rest?
如果没办法在安息日进入主的安息，那我们又怎么能够到天国去进入永远的安息？
So I'd like to make a conclusion from first commandment to fourth commandment.
所以我在这里要对第一届到第四届做个结论。
If we listen to the four messages, the four commandments, we see that there's a process
所以我们来,
to receive eternal life.
所以我们来看这四个诫命，它是一个过程，让我们得到永生的过程。
The first commandment, the real meaning is to let God reign in our hearts.
第一个诫命，它真正的意思是让神在我们心中作王。
Only that, then there's the second commandment. We want to have image of Christ in us. We want to worship the Lord.
所以因为这样我们才能够再进入第二界，就是我们也能够有神的样式。
We really feel the satisfaction, you know, really see God.
我们才能够真正靠近神，能够得到满足。
And then the third step is, third commandment is glorify God.
第三个诫命就是要荣耀神。
We don't live for ourselves, we live for God, because we have experienced how glorious, how beautiful God is.
我们不是为自己而活，是为神而活，因为我们都体验到了神的荣耀。
And when we living for God, we able to enter into Lord's rest.
我们为神而活的时候，我们才能够真正进入安息。
Enter into the eternal rest.
我们也能够进入永恒的安息。
May the Lord help us.
愿神与我们同在。
So hopefully from now on, we can all be joyful and peaceful, enter into the Lord's rest.
希望从
on Sabbath day.
希望从此我们就能够得到平安喜乐，能够进入安息。
Let's kneel down and pray together.And let's ask God to continue to help us.
我们一起来跪下来祷告，求神能够帮助我们。
Put away our worries and cares and hatreds and faith.
把我们的重担、我们的不平跟一些不安都除去。
Let's kneel down and pray together.
我们一同跪下祷告。